Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
Proverbs 25 we read. I want you to return to Proverbs 25. I will want someone to help me read it when I finish reading the versions I have here. If you have good news, I will ask you to help me read. If you have any other version, I will ask you to read. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. Take away what? The dross from silver, and the smith has material for what? For a vessel. The Old King James that we read said, take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. But I became excited when he says, take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. Then you follow it up with Malachi. And Malachi said, Malachi 3 says, look at it. It says, he will sit, I'm reading verse 3, as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be what? Will be acceptable, will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. And 2 Timothy that we read said, if any man purges himself of these things, it will be what? It will be a vessel unto honor. Sanctified. Prepared. And meet for the master's use unto every good work. So can I quickly ask two questions again? Because don't worry that I'm asking you questions. From the passage we read in Proverbs, what do you think is the problem that the finer does not have material for a vessel to have done great work? The dross. There is material here. There is material here to bring transformation. There is material here that God could use to bring a kind of revival that we have not seen before that material is here. But where is the problem? Excuse me, talk to me. Where is the problem? The dross. People are dying. The material for their deliverance is here. But in between the material and the work to be done, something made lack of connection. What is that? The dross. The dross. Thousands and thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters. Sometimes, you know, I'm hearing Jesus say, if two of you shall agree as touching anything that they will ask on earth, it shall be done. And then 2,000 people have gathered. They are shouting and yelling, and nothing happens. Excuse me. Where is the problem? The dross. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. And you leave Proverbs, you come to Malachi, and Malachi said, the reason why the offering of the Levites are not acceptable, they are not effective, they don't bring results. Again, what's the problem? Talk to me, please. What is it? So he said, he will sit as a refiner. And as a purifier of fire, of silver. And he will purge the sons of Levi. When he says he will purge them, what is he going to do? Talk to me. He will take out the dross. Then, the offerings of Jerusalem and Judah will be acceptable to God. And then Timothy, Brother Paul was talking to Timothy. Are you hearing me? Brother Paul, oh my God, Lord, please do something in this meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Do something. We're too many to be wasted. How many of you know that the number of Christians in Nigeria is so much? For Nigeria to be like this is absurd. You are not hearing me at all. What, oh God, what is wrong? What is wrong? The dross. It was 120 believers that Jesus left. Tell me what happened. They turned. In fact, in 3 years, they said they turned Asia upside down. People began to say, these people that turned the world upside down, they have come here also. How many were they? But you see, if you have a trailer load of dross, can he bring a change? That's the prayer this morning. This prayer this morning, I don't want you to make it general prayer. You are going to say, God, why is it that for many years you are just looking at me, I'm looking at you, the things I read in the Bible, they are so different from what I'm seeing. What is the matter? Why is my offering so voluminous, so fabulous, but with no effect? What is the matter? Sit over me as a refiner. Take away the dross, that I may become a vessel in your hand. So Brother Paul came in dealing with, in talking to Timothy. He said, Timothy, in any big house, in a great man's house, there are what? There are all kind of vessels, all kind of people. I don't know whether you want to be one of those all kinds. You are here. We can't use you for anything. Huh? You are there. Baba will be searching. Say, I'm looking for a man. Every time I read, say, I look for a man. I say, see, I'm here. He's still looking for a man. You are there. God is still lamenting. Who shall we send? Paul said, Brother Timothy, in a great house there are many, 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 many vessels. Some to honor, some to dishonor. But if any man will purge himself from this, he will become a vessel for noble use, prepared, meet, that is, equipped, qualified for the master's use unto every good work. We are sitting here this morning and we are going to be praying. And I've told you, if nothing is at stake, if to say there is no generation waiting for you, if to say people will not perish, if nothing happens, if to say the world can do without you, then I will have said, take your time. If it takes you 60 years to drop your dross, it's okay. But thousands are tied to your life. So we are going to respond to God. Take away the dross, and the smith has a material for his vessel. If any man purges himself from these things, he shall become a vessel of gold, a vessel unto honor, meet for the master's use. Now, may I suggest something to you before you pray tonight, this morning? Because we are going to pray now. Let me suggest to you. Number one, there is a spirit of religion that enjoys coming for MLR. Eh? That says, I've never missed any MLR. I'm always there. But you are still fighting your wife. May God deliver us from your hand. Because you give us a false sense of doing something serious. There's a spirit of religion that just thinks that what God wanted is to be speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking endless teaching. That spirit of religion that say ever learning, but never doing what? Never coming to the measure of truth. Professing godliness, but they have denied what? The power thereof. Sometime maybe because we had emphasized that discipleship in becoming like Jesus is a lifelong process. Maybe because we have said that, some of you never see the end of ever learning. Maybe because you got an erroneous understanding that we will be like this till we die. You are comfortable that nothing ends. But can I tell you, Jesus recruited barbarians, and by 3.5 years, he said, my time is finished. They said, no, don't leave us. He said, I will leave you. If I don't leave you, the Holy Ghost will not come to you. And I want to tell you that as the Father sent me, I send you now. Can I tell you what happened? When Thomas knew that now he has to go, do you know what he had to do? He dealt away with all the dross in his life. When it became clear to Peter that you have to stand up now, by chapter 21, he was still going to into the lake. But when it became clear to him that there's no one else now apart from you, look at what happened in his life. Maybe because some of you think that this thing we are talking about is an endless thing, that we will continue to talk about towards revival until we die, and that we are not going to see at a point when we will look at one another and say, thank God the Lord has helped you. Some of you just have settled and say, yes, I'm a member of discipleship class, a permanent member of discipleship class for 15 years, whose life has not changed. When you were supposed to be teachers, you needed somebody to teach you again. When we need to have sent you forth into the nations and say, you go and do discipleship in that nation. The question was, they say, but his wife. They say, but he has been with us for 12 years. But for 12 years, he's a permanent student who does not plan to graduate. Take away the dross. Why we are not talking about the spirit of arrogance that has become unteachable and say, I have learned all that I need to learn. We are not talking of that kind of arrogance, but we are not talking about complacent spirits. We are not talking about people who, when they are supposed to be teachers, we see how to be struggling with their lives. You have lived here with us. You have seen us live by faith. We have taught you, we have preached, we have demonstrated our lives. But as I'm still talking now, you are still going about borrowing money. If you go somewhere for 2 weeks, you will have bought several things on credit, including buy credit on credit. Do you know that some of you are putting credit in your phone on credit? Is it compulsory for you to call? that God is saying, if we introduce this brother to where there is money, he will embezzle it. Let's wait. Let me ask you. Do you have hope that your discipleship process has an end? Does your discipleship process, does it have a goal? Are you setting goals for your life and say, Father, whatever it is that you must uproot in my life, in the next 3 years, it must be settled. It is not with gray hair, with the third stick, that I cannot say, here am I, send me. Because that was when God now was able to remove dross. I was telling the Summit of the Nations people, I said, one thing that affected me was when I read the Bible many years ago, it said, it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. So, what that done to me is that whatever it is that is my hindrance, it is now that it has to be removed, because I need a correct life to serve. Let's ask two questions now. When will you remove your dross? I need to hear from you very well. When will this issue of rising, falling, going back, going forward, when will it end? Can we agree that this MLR will end it? And that if you are coming for another MLR, it's a new agenda that God must raise. Eh? Can we agree that by the grace of God, before next year, even God will say yes? Yes. It's a different issue we need to raise with this man now. And we have finished that one. I've been asking, Lord, I've just looked at their ministry in the New Testament. Their ministry in the New Testament. I looked at when Barnabas repented. And when he became an apostle. And I'm not talking about people who just stood up and called themselves. You see, discipleship under God has dealt with all those vague ambitions. God has killed that one for many of us. But that God had dealt with ambition in our lives, and we are no more eager to make a name or to call ourselves anything. Does that also mean that we will be ever learning and never coming to the measure of truth? I'm asking a question. Talk to me. I was surprised that it was among the disciples that were converted on the day of Pentecost. They were 120, and then they became 3,000. And from the 3,000, they became 5,000, they became 8,000. They were multiplied. It was among them that Philip, because I don't think Philip was one of the 12. Was Philip one of the 12 disciples? Let's ask a question. When will you finish with the dross? Okay. Now, before you will pray. Before you will pray. The next point. Paul was saying to Timothy, if any man purges himself. On one hand, you say, oh God, purge me. Oh God, purge me. Brother Paul moved it from that. He brought it to you. Who will purge himself? Eh? You will. I said there is a girl that came into your life. Today you are up. Tomorrow you are down. And it's because of that girl. The distance you would have gone for God, anytime that girl visited you, everything was dismantled. Then I saw you reading one Bible verse that I don't know where you got it. Your own Bible verse saying, love endures all things. So even if she's making you to fall down, just endure her. You have not married though. If you were married, I will assess since you are married. You have married. But you are not married. How did you come reading that and you didn't read Jesus who said, if your right hand, my God, I thought I'm reading my Bible too. He said, if your right hand causes you to do what? To offend. What should you do? Cut it. That girl is not your right hand, though. It's still an attachment to your right hand. Actually, if it was your right hand, what did Jesus say you should do? Cut it. But this one is not even your right hand. It's just an attachment. Before you come out for this altar call this afternoon, come with a knife. What did I say you should do? Come with a knife. Things to cut. Cut. Are you addicted to some certain films? They take your time. They occupy your heart. You are supposed to be a serious man of God in the place of prayer. But this thing just dissipates you. You say, well, there are some moral lessons that you are learning there. What moral lesson do you learn from a film that you cannot learn from the Bible? As you are coming out for the altar today, bring a knife. All of those videos. You don't need prayer. You just carry your knife. You say, you have kept me on one spot. You are the dross. And I'm dealing with you now. Don't sell it. Don't give to anybody. Carry it. Put petrol on them. And do what? Burn them off. Come with a knife this morning. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has a material for a vessel. Sister, you are the wife of a man of God. But the dross in your life has continued to be the overweight. Your husband cannot go anywhere. He's struggling. He said, well, that's how God made me. It's not true. Let me tell you, God didn't make you like that. God made you plain and simple. You made yourself complicated. Come with a knife. There are materials here. Tell somebody, you are a material for a glorious vessel. You are a material. Material. You, as you are sitting here, you are a material. The only trouble is what? The dross. What is making you look like a mere rubbish is the dross. There's a material for Bible teaching in this class. That when God has found something in your life, you can take a nation. You have had so much. I met somebody that I said, Ragbile, Ragbile. I said, yes, brother. I have more than 1,000 of your tapes. In case there are some you don't have in your library, apply to me. I think he said it in a good spirit. Because again, you know, the good spirit is that we have heard all that you are preaching. I have all your messages. The only thing he didn't tell me is what 1,000 messages has done for him. How could you be dealing with fire that makes a man like me restless and you are sleeping? Eh? We are talking. How can something burn in your heart and you are complacent? There's a dross. But what I want you to deal with before you respond here, I say, come with a knife. Eh? Come with knife. If it's possible, wipe your tears. Do like this and say, no. I want to open my eye today. This thing, I cried about it 5 years. I cried about it 4 years. I cried about it 3 years ago. I cried about it 2 years ago. I cried about it last year. This year, I'm not crying about you. I'm cutting you. I'm cutting you. Let me not hear you say, you know, unless God, God has already given you grace. Am I reading my Bible? It said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to do what? To say no, to deny all ungodliness. You have grace to say no if you want to say no. You have grace to end that matter because the cross has happened. The man of Calvary, for this reason, went to Calvary for us. That desire that is always downward, that is taking you down. Bring a knife this afternoon and let's do what? Only those that are ready to cut shall come out. Only those that are saying, Father, how long will I dwell on this mountain? When I saw the Holy Spirit cry about people who ought to be teachers, people who ought to be advancing, people who ought to take a whole nation, needing for them to be taught the elementary principles of the faith, God cried about them. And I sense this money. There's material here. There's a material here. Material that can overrun Nigeria, overrun Ghana, overrun Ivory Coast, overrun South Africa, overrun Swaziland, overrun Africa, and even overrun United Kingdom. Such materials are here. Lord, these materials will not be lost in the midst of the dross. In the name of Jesus. So we are now going to plead. Do you know what we want to now plead? We now plead with the refiner. And say, Father, come and sit over my life. As a refiner of silver. As a purifier of gold. Come and sit over my life. And from this meeting, the ones that needed your fire to melt out. Oh, you're already coming. Where's your knife? Eh? You are ready to cut. It's okay. It's not a matter of I'm just going. If you are not serious, go back. We don't have time for this endless counseling. Are you hearing me? You went for counseling last year about masturbation. This year you are coming again. And when you see the brother who canceled you last year, when you see him coming, you dodge. You went to another counseling. He said, brother, you know, I don't know why the spirit is just leading me to you that you just have to pray a special prayer for me. Bring a knife. Bring a knife. When the Levites were to make their lives right with God, God told them, say, carry a sword now. Go back to your compound. All your brothers, all your sisters, consecrate yourself to the Lord upon their blood. That was their seriousness. Bring a knife. Circumcision will take place this afternoon. God told Joshua, he said, these people, they cannot enter into the land because they are not circumcised. Make you sharp knives. That was what heaven began to do for them to qualify to enter the land of promise. This morning, when we have prayed, we are going to ask the refiner to sit. There's going to be a sitting of the refiner over our lives. We are ready to pray now. Are we ready to pray now? Eh? Do you think you are ready to deal with the dross? Take away the dross and the material in you will come out. There's a material here. There's a material in Nigeria that will overrun the world. There's material for mission here. There's material that will bring revival. There is material. Material is here. But the dross. Take away the dross. Excuse me. Are you coming with a knife in your hand? Aha. Okay. Counseling for this afternoon is going to be different, sir. All counselors, you are asking them, what are you ready to cut off? What is your decision? What is it that you are giving up? What is the dross? Do you know there are some of you, yes, even you are a preacher, but the dross has made your message muddled up. Some secret habit that you love doing has reduced your effectiveness. Come here, and let's cut it off. Take away the dross. You are a material for glory. I don't know why you are one of those ignoble men. You are a material for divine use. I don't know why you are sluggish. Take away the dross this afternoon. I will have said you have many, many years to do it. But the nations are waiting. The church is gradually becoming irrelevant because of the dross. Because of the dross. Take away the dross. Take away the dross. If you are coming, I want to be sure that on your second hand is a knife. A knife for decision. Personal decision. And say, Father, by the working of your spirit in this meeting and by the grace of God that has come to me, this is the end of that matter. Take away the draws. Please go on your knees. Go on your knees, sir. If you don't have any problem with your back, then I would like you on your knees. Thank you, Jesus. If you are coming here, you must make haste now. Are you in the gallery and you want to come down? Come down quickly. Those that are in the TIP class, those that are in the ALSA class, those that are in the French class, if you are hearing me and you are saying to God, this matter must finish. Every year, we have to talk about immorality, we have to talk about sexual sin and all of this. It must stop now. Bring the knife. Come with a knife. Touch my life, O Lord. Touch my life. Touch my life, O Lord. Touch my life. Touch my life, O Lord. Touch my life. Oh Lord, touch my life. Please help me direct people that are coming. If you are coming, just keep coming. When we don't have space here again, just lift up your two hands and say, Lord, take away the dross. Thank you, young man. Thank you, young man. Some of you, you are university students. And what a great vessel you will have been. What a great vessel you will have been to have turned your campus over. But look at the dross. Look at the dross. Look at the dross. When you will have been a vessel that heaven will have proudly used to turn things upside down. But the dross had made you useless. You are locked up in the midst of rubbish. Father, this afternoon, take away the dross. Take away the dross. Thank you, young lady. Move very quickly. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, young man. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. If you are coming here, then you must move. Space is beginning to finish at the altar. But there's still a space somewhere. Still a space somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. No. It's not for your baby first. It's you. Brother Dibu. Take this man. Take this girl. Rebuke that spirit. Take that baby out. Egbe kumbe. Egbe losibe. Sumbo robo shendaya makaura masila. Sumbo kosh. Sumbo robo shendara basanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Brashitu, where are you, please? Please come. Come that way. Sumbo robo shendara basanda. Jika taura kabakondo roboshire. Sombo robosh. Zima kato roboshire. Follow them. Thank you, Jesus. Kima katawe amako robosko. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My friend, are you coming here? Yes, yes. Just come. Just come. God bless you, yes. And lift up your two hands to God and say, Father, take away the dross. Don't let your material in my life be lost. what I am meant to become. Don't let it be lost in the midst of this dross, in the midst of this rubbish. You could have carried me far. Look at the dross. Look at the things that have locked me in. Release me. Release me. Ask God, release me. Release me. Release the silver in me. Release the gold in my life. Release me, O God. Set me on your fire. Purify my heart. Purify my heart. Purify my heart. Somebody is still needing to come. Now there may be no space. Just come and stand and lift up your hand and say, Lord, release me. Release me. Release me. Release me. Release me. Release me. Father, release me. You will have gone further than where you are. But the dross. The dross. You know your son could have been penetrating the lives of men. But the dross. The dross. The dross of argument, self-defense. If there's nowhere to kneel down again, just lift up your two hands while you are standing and say, God, release me. Release the silver in me. Release me for your vessel. Release the gold inside of my life. Don't let rubbish finish me. Don't let me end as one of those garbage. Release me. Release me. Release me, oh God. I'm ready to cut off everyone I can see. The one I cannot see. Sit over my life. And refine me. Are you coming here, my friend? Move very quickly. Very quickly. Yes. Yes. Young man. Today is a day. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Obedience first. You go back. Go back. Just jump down there. Down there. Quickly. Quickly, quickly. And those are the kind of things you have to deal with. You have to deal with every spirit. Those spirit of stubbornness. They won't let you go far. God bless you. Now lift up your two hands, all of you. Lift up your two hands, all of you. All of you, lift up your two hands. Unto Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender. Lift up your two hands. Lift it. Spread it out. You are saying, Lord, release me. Release the material in my life. Release the material. Take away the dross.
Blessed Savior,
I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender. I surrender all.
I surrender.
I surrender all
to
be my blessed Savior. My blessed Savior. My blessed Savior. I surrender. I surrender all. I
surrender.
I surrender all. I surrender all.
Surrender.
Oh, I surrender all. Oh,
Lord.
This afternoon, something in you is coming.
Surrender.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Now, before we go on, all of you still raising your hand before God. We are raising our hands. Some of us, We don't know why you are so sluggish. You have always been on one spot. Somehow you just find your Christian life being dismantled every time. You are going to, the next prayer is, Lord, sit on my life like a refiner. Sit on my life as a purifier. Set fire into every chamber of my life. Everything that should be consumed, let your consuming fire consume them. Whatever cannot be consumed, let it be purified. And I'm asking that it will happen now. This MLR is a decisive point in your walk with God. Those things that you struggle with privately, secretly, Father, as a refiner, I don't want to be one of those vessels unto dishonor. The one that you cannot use for anything serious. The one that all the time you can't commit anything serious to my hand. There's a material here. Material for nations. Material that can change. Oh God, it will change a whole situation, a whole nation. But look at this. Father, set me on fire. Sit over my life until the gold comes out, until the silver comes out. Don't make it an endless walk, oh God. Cut your work short in my life in righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please come. Thank you. Oh God. Jima Kotorobo Shamba. Suma Robo Shenda Yabakondo Roboshi. Kirima Samba Yakatoroboshi. Lord, according to your word this morning, you are like a refiner's fire, and you are like the fuller's soap. You will see it as a refiner and purifier of silver. And it shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. In the name of Jesus. Father, for he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. Lord, you labored over people's lives, and in few years they were already turning their nation upside down. Lord, this stagnation, this sluggishness, this many years there are materials here. In Nigeria alone, there are enough materials to service Africa. If you say one, we chase 1,000. And two, we put tens of thousands to flight. And in Nigeria, one out of every African, every five African is a Nigerian. If one can chase 1,000, why is it impossible for this nation to service Africa? To release Africa? To bring revival across the entire continent? This afternoon, Father, release these materials. I am pleading with you from this meeting. Release these materials. Sit over us as the refiner. And as the purifier of silver. Sit over our lives in the name of Jesus. Purge the sons of Levi as gold and as silver. That their offering may be acceptable to you. And that the offering of Judah and Jerusalem might become pleasing and pleasant to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. So will it be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, as many of these lives that are lifting their hands to you, and several of us that are here and our heart is saying, I plead with you this afternoon. Cut your work short in our lives in righteousness. You won't spend many years struggling with us. What you are doing this afternoon, we release your servants in the name of Jesus. Every dross. Some of it, they appear so religious. Some of it, they appear not dangerous. But they have only made it impossible for the silver and the gold to come out. This afternoon, Father, I command you, dross, begin to drop. Begin to melt out. Every strong gold over any life here, we cut it in the name of Jesus. There is grace. Grace to say no. Grace to write off a wrong relationship. Grace to stop a wrong business. Step to discard a wrong certificate. So this afternoon, Father, take away the dross. And you have this material for your work. Thank you, Father. From this hour, let the spirit of grace fall on this congregation. The indignation against stagnation, the indignation against sluggishness, against lukewarmness, against procrastination, against repetition of the same old problems. Many of us, we made many, many promises to you, we will not fulfill it. This afternoon, take away the dross. And you have materials here. Oh, thank you, Father. Finally, I want you to tell God, this is the final time, Father, as the purifier of silver, I have agreed not to be any vessel of this ignoble use. I'm not one of those that are just being pushed up and down for useless things. I don't want just to be a fill-up. The reason why you died on the cross is to take me out and make me a vessel unto honor. Sit over my life. Sit over my life. Purify me as gold. Can you tell God that very simply? As we come in the night and the Holy Spirit may take us further, we now begin to look at the city, the incubation, that releases transformation agents. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. As these men will be engaged with some of your servants as a witness that today, 9th of December, this dross that has concealed, that has hidden the treasure, this rubbish that has made our lives inaccessible and unusable, this afternoon, as we take a stand, you will confirm it with your power. And an anointing will fall on our heads. The spirit of holiness will fall upon us. That kind of spirit that made it impossible for them to go back to sin, that made them to burn down the old things, they burn down, that kind of spirit that came on Gideon. And Gideon cannot look at the idols in his father's compound anymore. That same spirit, oh God, that came on Hezekiah, on Josiah, and they took decision and said, all these things must go. Let it fall upon this congregation. I'm trusting you, Father, that these are materials. You are a material for glory. A material for the glory of God. A material for mission. A material that will turn nations upside down. Ah! Oh God, release your materials here. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.